pasuk tells us that only in the morning did Yaakov come to a realization it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah he was with the night before. All night long he didn't know. All night long. It tells us the holiness of Yaakov. That after 74 years, the first time he is with a woman, Yaakov Avinu is not focused on the physical. Yaakov Avinu does not know if it's Rachel or Leah who he's with. Yaakov Avinu's intimate connection with his wife is about holiness and spirituality, to the point that he doesn't even know if it's Rachel or Leah. And it's only the next morning where he's not even looking to see that it's Rachel. It says, Vayhi Vaboker. It doesn't say, Vayhi Vaboker Vayar. In the morning he saw, hey, you're not Rachel. No. Vayhi Vaboker, the morning came, Vinehi Leah, and it happened, hey, she's Leah. He's not looking. He's not focused on that. It's like, by the way, wait a second. It's not Rachel in the room with me. It's Leah. The pasuk is revealing to us the level of connection that Yaakov Avinu was on. When we read about Avram and Sarah, who were married decades, and Avram never took a moment to look at her beauty. So we read that and say, huh? Yeah. They're on a level where that's not the focus of life. They're on such a level that that's not even a factor of life. It's one thing to say that's not what's most important to me. It's another thing to say that doesn't even exist by me. That's not even relevant to our connection. The Talmud says, in the days of the Talmud, there was a man who was married to a woman who didn't have hands, and he didn't know it. He didn't know it. You read that, you say, how can that be? But if life is nothing, if people can be on that level where that's not what's going on here, so then, yeah, you could have people who are there.
All women have a hunchback. You tell
right, yeah. Ram Shapiro told me that, yeah.
But I'm going to sound really weird with this, but because someone was so spiritual, I had to use that word, but so not into just the physicality, you're both together in Shemayim, whether you're buried next to each other or not. It's nice if you are, but is that so tragic? Because it is.
We don't understand what happens when souls are buried. But Chazal tell us that when Shmuel went, his father had money that belonged to orphans. So his father passed away. No one knew where he hid the money. So it says, Azil abatrei lechatzar mavet. He went after his father to the grave. Rashi says, he saw all the people sitting on their graves. So Shmuel goes to the graveyard and he sees people. They say that that's how the Arizal would identify graves. The Rizal would walk and say, oh, here's buried Rabbi so-and-so. And they'd look at him, what? We didn't know there was a burial spot here. But they say that Rizal would look at a place and see the person sitting there. I don't know what that means, but it does have representation in Halacha. I'm saying in Halacha we have many squabbles in Jewish history over who gets married next to a man. Where a woman sometimes said, I don't want to be buried next to him. I had rough enough with him throughout my life. I want to be buried next to my dad. That's discussed in Halacha. I'm saying there's in Shulchan Aruch. Does a wife have a right to tell her husband, I don't want to be buried next to you? Does a father-in-law have a right to tell a husband, you got to be married, you have a second wife, be buried next to her. Give me back my daughter. Now this was a common thing in the days, saying up until this century, most husbands buried at least one wife. If they were healthy, if they lived, so women would die very often at childbirth, and if not childbirth, at the recovery from childbirth, it was very common. Look at the Chafetz Chaim, how many times he got married. Look at the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, throughout our history. The giants, the average person would be married two or three times. Women didn't live that long. I'm saying women, many women died at childbirth, sure. I once told my wife that technically, two centuries ago, there were already two deliveries that I don't, at least two, where it's Baruch Hashem, thanks to modern medicine, I still have it. Yeah, it's very easy to understand when you start seeing different things that just happen in the course of a regular delivery today. Being buried next to each other is a huge thing. You see that in Halacha. Yeah.
But what is that?